This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the Root's on fire. I'm the author of the number one bestseller, Trump Rules. Grab a copy for all the Trump fans in your life at Amazon or Barnes & Noble or any fine store that carries books. But really, it's so much easier to get at Amazon than anywhere else nowadays. It's kind of where every author parks their books. There's just no choice. Get it at Amazon, wrap it up, put it under the tree. And I promise you, the people in your life who love Trump will absolutely love Trump Rules. Best gift ever. You know, it's just amazing that Trump lost and the media would not write about the laptop of Hunter Biden and the corruption of Hunter Biden. And now that Trump has lost in their minds, I still don't think it's over. I personally think Trump still has a chance. It's certainly not an easy chance. It's certainly an uphill battle, but I think he can do it. But it's up to the Supreme Court. It's not up to me. It's not up to Trump. It's not up to any of us now. It's up to the Supreme Court. But they assume it's over now, and now they're letting out the Biden scandal. That's what's so amazing. Finally, if you look in the news, there's news about the scandal involving his son and offshore accounts and tax investigation and money laundering investigation and did he accept money from China and Biden's brother's in trouble for a deal he did. The whole Biden family's dirty, and everybody knew it on the right. But nobody in the middle knew it because the mainstream media would not cover it when Biden was running for president. Now that he's in and they don't need him anymore, they can discard him and throw him to the side because in their minds, the Democrats control the White House. He's the next president. And they could just discard him and make Kamala the president and then bring in anyone they want as vice president. It could be Michelle Obama. Who the heck knows who they're going to bring in as vice president? They got their way, and now they can get rid of Biden. They never needed him. And the deal for him was a good one, too, right? In his mind, the deal was, if I don't run, my legacy is just VP. And if I run, and they prop me up, and they steal the election, they cheat like crazy, and I can hide in the basement for a few months with my mask on, I go down in history as a president of the United States, and my kids and grandkids make hundreds of millions of dollars trading off my name, and I'm forever in the record books as a president of the United States. Doesn't matter if they replace me after a week, after a month, or after a year. I'm still elected president of the United States. So I believe that was his gamble, and that was his bet, and that was his deal with the devil. I really do believe that. And now they're letting all the bad news out, and suddenly he's not protected anymore. Isn't that interesting? Biden was completely protected by the media, and now they're letting anything and everything bad out. Still not the way they would, of course, if it was Trump or Trump's family, but they're still letting it out. Breaking news, because I still don't think it's over. Pennsylvania's House of Representatives joins Texas in a suit against Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Georgia. The list of states joining the Texas lawsuit continues to increase. Texas sues those four states, Georgia, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. On Monday night, Texas argued these four states violated the U.S. Constitution because they made changes to voting rules and procedures through the courts or through executive actions. They did not involve their legislatures, which is what the Constitution demands. These states did not make changes the way the U.S. Constitution says you have to make changes. Therefore, they're saying they harmed the state of Texas because they cheated and stole the election, and the people of Texas wanted Trump to win election. So I get the argument. I think it's a good one. And it's got many under the umbrella, many other good arguments under the umbrella, but they say their rights were harmed by the terrible cheating and poor oversight of these four states that determine the election. Now, keep in mind, if you didn't tune in yesterday to my show, there's a statistician, a mathematician, and college professor, used to be at Harvard, now he's at USC, and they've included him in this lawsuit. His math tells him the odds of Biden winning were so infinitesimal, the way Trump was leading on election night, that it's impossible. He calls it one in a quadrillion. And I never even heard of a quadrillion. I didn't know what it was. I looked it up. It's actually 1,000 trillions. 1,000 trillion. So it's not one in a million that Biden won on election day after the election when he was losing those four key states on election night. It's not one in a billion. It's not one in a trillion. It's one in a quadrillion. 1,000 trillions. It's impossible that Biden won, losing by 700,000 in Pennsylvania, losing by 100,000 in Georgia, losing by 100,000 in Wisconsin, losing by 300,000 in Michigan. It's impossible Biden won, knowing those four things on election night when they closed the polls. And they stopped the counting. Keep in mind, nobody in history has ever stopped the counting. And then in the morning, we lost. Where'd they get those extra votes from? Giant drops of like 100,000 to, 1,000 for Biden. Giant drops that made up the whole lead. Drops of ballots that made up the whole lead. And where did they get the ballots from? Well, don't forget, there are actually U.S. Postal Service drivers who have come forward to state that they drove those ballots across state lines from New York to Pennsylvania, and that they were post-dated, or backdated, I guess is the right word, backdated. In other words, they were delivered the day after the election, but they dated them a couple days before the election, so they all look like they were legal ballots. I mean, you just can't believe the people that have come forward and that the Supreme Court will ignore this. This is a illegal election, and I'm assuming what's going to happen. Just by way of explanation, so you know what I know. Here's my understanding. If the Supreme Court rules, I guess one of their choices is to just overturn the election and boom, it belongs to Trump. But I don't think they would do that. They'd be afraid to do that, right? I think what they'd wind up doing is just taking those wins away from Biden. And if you simply subtract Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin from Biden, he's no longer the winner of the election. He doesn't have 270. But if you give them to Trump, Trump wins. But if you don't give them to Trump, then Trump didn't win and Biden didn't win, and then the House of Representatives has to vote on the election. In other words, the House, Congress. And you say, well, the House is Democrat. No, it's not. There are more individual Republican states than there are Democrat states. And the way the Constitution was written is each congressman or woman does not get a vote. It's the state delegation that gets one vote for each state. So in other words, California might have 50 congresspeople, and 47 of them might be Democrat, but all they get is one vote. So it gets wiped out by Wyoming, which votes Republican with their two or one. I think they have one congressman, actually. I think it's just Cheney's daughter, right? I think that's the only congressman of Wyoming, and I think California is like 50. But they each get one vote. What's that? I missed that. Liz Cheney. Liz Cheney's her name. Yeah, Liz Cheney. Dick Cheney's daughter. So you only get one vote for each delegation in the House. And Republicans lead in delegations, so Trump would most probably, unless, the Republican Party wants to implode and wants all of us marching on them, and grabbing them by their necks and making them turn back inside again and re-vote. Unless they want that, they're going to vote the way they're supposed to vote for Trump. So if it goes back, the court can demand those states therefore drop out of Biden's Electoral College vote total, and the vote then goes back to Congress because he doesn't have enough votes to win the Electoral College. And then Congress would elect Trump. So that could happen. It really could happen. But But Pennsylvania has joined in. Can you believe it? The Pennsylvania legislature has joined in, and 18 states have joined Texas to date. I'm sure more are joining. And 106 U.S. House Republicans have signed a brief backing Texas in this case. And once again, you know, liberals and the liberal media, the things they say, so disgusting, so revolting. If you've actually read any articles about this, they just say that it's ridiculous, it's absurd, it's insane, it's got no chance to win. How ridiculous. They make it like it has no chance. I disagree. I believe it has a chance. I believe it has total merit. Obviously, the election was stolen. Obviously, you can't win an election where you have a 1 in a quadrillion chance of winning. There's no way that happens, especially considering that those key states all closed their voting at the same time in conspiracy with one another. It was a plan. And then you wake up in the morning and they all were suddenly Biden states, right? I mean, you know, Pennsylvania wasn't. Took a few days, and Georgia wasn't, took a few days, but Wisconsin and Michigan were instantly the next morning, and the other two within a couple mornings. They just kept counting fake ballots and bringing them in and bringing them in until finally Trump had lost. Biden had the lead. Anybody who thinks that's a fair election and anybody who thinks that's okay, I got a bridge to sell you in Vegas over the Atlantic Ocean. How ridiculous. Pennsylvania's House of Representatives now joins Texas in the suit. And at the same time, all of that's happening. When we get back, I'll read you the 14 media outlets that lied about Hunter Biden's laptop scandal being Russian disinformation. They were all wrong. Who was right? Wayne Allen Root. Who reported on it for the first seconds? Wayne Allen Root. And I'll talk to you about California, the mess going on in California. You wouldn't even believe how bad it is. They're not listening to Gavin Newsom. I'm Wayne Allen Root for Cornerstone Asset Metals, the official precious metals dealer of the Wayne Allen Root Show. Legendary Wall Street firm Goldman Sachs and I rarely agree on anything. They're globalist and liberal. But we agree on precious metals. Goldman Sachs just issued reports advising their clients to dump the dollar and buy silver. They know what I know. Money is being printed by the trillions to save the global economy and pay for COVID. Inflation's coming. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement and protect your children's future. Gold and silver have protected wealth and future buying power for thousands of years. Call the experts at Cornerstone Asset Metals. Cornerstone will help make the process easy and smooth for you. Right now, they have a special offer for my listeners only. Cornerstone will give away a gold 1/10 ounce American Eagle coin free to all qualified purchasers. Call toll-free 888-8GOLD now. That's 888-8GOLD now. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. That's CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. 888-8GOLD now.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea. Failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Open enrollment is here, and choosing a health care program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty Health Share. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian health care sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First Credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
Put on your armor. It's time for Hanukkah. The owner of the Seattle Supersonicas.
All right. Happy Hanukkah, everybody. Wayne Allyn Root, your favorite Jewish Republican conservative. A little Hanukkah music to break in the Hanukkah, day one of Hanukkah today. Jews are not stupid, you know. Instead of one day of Christmas, we have eight days of gifts. That's pretty smart. Pretty cool. For the kids, anyway. Pretty cool. I've always been a Christmas guy, personally. Always been a Christmas guy. So, let's, you know, in the next segment, we're going to have a lawyer here who's a legal expert, Hans von Spakovsky, senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation, to really talk about this Texas lawsuit and what the chances are of winning it. And you may be surprised at his beliefs. But so we'll move on to other things right now. We'll get to all the Texas lawsuit stuff a little bit later. But can you believe a Canadian restaurant owner has been charged with trespassing after reopening his restaurants in defiance of lockdown orders? How can you trespass on your own property? At 11 a.m. on Tuesday, November 24th, Adam Skelly opened his barbecue restaurant in Toronto and began serving customers. Under ordinary circumstances, it would be unremarkable. But on that day, it was an act of political defiance because a recent lockdown order prohibited restaurants from providing indoor and outdoor dining services. Indoor and outdoor. Skelly, a 33-year-old husband and father of two, was specifically ordered to close by Toronto Public Health later that day, but he opened again on Wednesday, made it clear he would continue operating as normal. Then early Thursday morning, the police changed the locks on the restaurant to bar his access. And when Skelly showed up later that morning, he was met by significant police presence. The police allowed him into the back part of the building behind the restaurant, But then he and his employees secretly broke into the restaurant from the back and kicked down the newly locked front door. A scuffle broke out as the crowd of customers briefly blocked the police from entering. But shortly thereafter, the operation was shut down and Skelly was arrested. Furious customers, staff, and other supporters held a protest against the arrest. Skelly was released on bail 30 hours later. One of his bail conditions being that he isn't allowed to post on social media. He can't have any freedom. None. Don't forget, yesterday, YouTube announced that you can't talk about the election being stolen or they'll take down your videos. If this isn't the greatest conspiracy in world history, I just don't know what is. In the days following the incident, GoFundMe campaign for Skelly's legal defense raised over $320,000, demonstrating just how much support he has garnered. He's facing a number of charges, including intent to obstruct police and holding an illegal gathering. And he's facing a charge of trespassing on his own property. How can you trespass on your own property? How could you be committing crimes when they don't ever arrest illegal immigrants? You can't pick and choose what laws you are willing to enforce, but Democrats do that. So why isn't the answer by Republicans, none of us are going to listen to any of your laws anymore? It's heading for that. I'm telling you right now. It's heading for that. And they're just so radical, the liberals. They're just so radical. Georgia's Senate candidate John Ossoff's deputy political director admits the Democrat court-packing scheme. Georgia's Senate candidate John Ossoff's deputy political director's name is Mike Harris. And he revealed the Democrats' ambitions to pack the Supreme Court with liberal judges, as seen by the newly released footage by James O'Keefe's Project Veritas. If Biden gets elected, maybe we'll add three justices to the Supreme Court. I can't say that here today, pack the court, but the official position of the party right now is not aggressively pack the court. It's we're waiting and seeing how the nomination process goes, and then we'll go from there. He agrees with undercover Veritas journalist that a lot of people hold the stance of keeping the low-key progressive stance hidden. I think privately a lot of people share that feeling, but it's more about trying to prevent conservatives' votes on the Supreme Court. So that's what they want to do. Just like in Michigan, there's a legislator, female, who made some comments basically saying, we're going to come get you all. We're going to start killing Republicans. And she got kicked off of her committees after doing that. But she just announced publicly what all the Democrats are thinking privately. And you're naive as hell if you don't believe these people want to kill us. Do you remember Project Veritas interviewed all Bernie Sanders' top campaign lieutenants? And they didn't know they were on camera and on audio. And every one of them made some comments about killing conservatives, dragging us from our homes, murdering us, bringing us to re-education camps, and killing us if we aren't willing to, you know, bow down to liberalism for the rest of all time. They do it in every communist country. They did it in Romania. They did it in Russia. They did it in China. They did it in Cuba. They're doing it today in Venezuela. They're going to go door to door, and they're going to send us to re-education camps. It's coming.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. An FDA panel is giving the green light to the first coronavirus vaccine and approving it for emergency use. Pfizer's vaccine was over 95% effective in trials. The FDA could give the final approval for emergency use in the next couple of days, and the first shots could be given next week. The Pfizer vaccine must be stored in ultra-cold temperatures. The investigation into Hunter Biden began in 2018. They're not only digging into his taxes, but he's also the target of a grand jury investigation. President-elect Joe Biden is not part of the investigation, but a Republican member of the Homeland Security Committee noted Hunter traveled overseas when his father was vice president.
What did Joe Biden know, and when did he know it? He needs to answer questions.
Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley, USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root. Welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show, raw and unfiltered. The Root's on fire. The Warrior's with you. Trump Warrior, Conservative Warrior, Silent Majority Warrior, Small Business Warrior, Middle Class Warrior, Capitalist Evangelist, American Made, and proud of it. Open enrollment is here, by the way, and choosing a health care program is one of the most important decisions you're ever going to make for your family. And that's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare, the sponsor of this segment of the show. I dumped Aetna Health Insurance 5 years ago. Actually, that's not even technically right. They dumped me. I was paying $500 a month. Obamacare got passed, and they dumped me and said, because of Obamacare, we can't afford this insurance anymore. You're dumped. Then they came back and said, now we're renewing, $1,000 a month. They doubled me. I took it. Then they went to $1,500. Then they went to $2,000. And then I dumped them. And then I found Liberty HealthShare. Best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian health care sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month if you want. There's no network. So you choose any doctors or hospitals you want. And the two most important things you need to know, they provided health care for over 110,000 families last year, and they paid out over $300 million in claims last year. So this is no small company. I'm a member, my children are members, and I have saved over $100,000 in premiums in the 5 years I've been with the company. 5 years will be on January 1st. I'll have saved $100,000. Could you use an extra $100,000? Find out more about your health sharing options. Call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855, toll-free, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, 855-58-LIBERTY. All right, we've got our guests here. I told you we had a legal expert, and we've got him with us. We've had him many times before, Hans von Spakovsky, from the Heritage Foundation, senior legal fellow. From reading the notes, I'm devastated to say that I think he's going to deliver bad news to us. I thought we're going to win this Texas lawsuit. I thought the Supreme Court would be blind if they don't see the election was stolen. And you can't let people get away with stealing the election. Hans, you're going to deliver me bad news now, huh?
Well, look, there's a difference between the legal issues and the political issues. And what I would tell you is that, look, I've seen some legal analysts claim that the lawsuit that Texas filed is frivolous. And that's just not the case. Their complaint is well argued, well reasoned. They do raise, I think, substantive issues, in the case. But the problem, Wayne, as you know, is, you know, the Supreme Court is being asked to overturn a presidential election. They're being asked to overturn the elections in four states, and I that takes a heck of a lot of political courage, and I'm just not sure that there's enough of that to actually do that, no matter what the merits of the case.
Well, listen, I've said that. I mean, listen, I've tried to tear this apart from every direction on this show, Hans. And I said, it's a no-brainer. The election was stolen. Anybody could see it. They've even got a mathematics whiz from Harvard and USC who's saying that it's a 1 in quadrillion chance that Biden could have won based on Trump's lead in those four states after the election. And then the next day he doesn't win. He said that's a 1 in quadrillion. Not 1 in a million, not 1 in a billion, not 1 in a trillion. 1 in 1,000 trillion chance that Biden could have won. That alone tells me the election was stolen. I know the election was stolen. It's very obvious the election was stolen. As soon as they said we stopped counting for the night, Hans, they sent the Republican poll watchers home with nobody watching. Biden took the lead. Does nobody think that's stealing? But you're saying it's illegal. You have to prove it. And my point to you is, I've said on the air that these justices, they're never going to be able to go out to eat again. They're going to be, their legacy is going to be destroyed. Their children are going to get beat up at school. People are going to come to their house and throw rocks through their windows. If they overturn the election, this takes one hell of a lot of intimidation, and you've got to have one set of cojones to be willing to do it. So I believe that it's a scary thing to vote to overturn the election, and because of that, they may not want to hurt their legacy, and they may not do it. That's kind of where you're falling into that range as well, yes?
Yeah, and you've got to remember, look, this lawsuit is unprecedented. There's never been a claim like this ever filed with the Supreme Court making these kind of allegations in a presidential election. And look, again, no matter what the merit of the legal arguments being made by Texas, and by the way, I should mention, they've been joined by 17 other states. So, again, this is not a frivolous, meritless claim. I mean, 17 other states have joined in on the side of Texas filing an amicus brief saying that the court ought to let this case go forward. But, look, the remedy they're asking for is it's a real reach, because what they're asking the court to do is to order to issue an order saying that the administration of elections in these four states violated the Constitution and the way it was done, and their electoral college votes should not be counted, and the court should order them to hold new special elections in those states. And in the alternative, they're saying that if the states have already certified their election results, then the court should direct the legislatures of those states to appoint a new set of electors, again, in accordance with the Constitution. That is a big ask. And again, I think the chances are pretty slim. Look, maybe I'll be surprised. Maybe you and I will both be surprised. But I just think that the court is probably not going to be willing to do that.
Right. No, I get it. No, I totally understand the odds that are against us, and I totally get why. You know, you put it in those terms. I put it more in terms of, hey, I got kids and grandkids in school, and they're going to get beat up. They're going to get tortured. They're going to get kidnapped. People are going to throw stones. I remember when the mob in Washington, D.C. came to Tucker Carlson's house, his wife hid in the closet, and so they're going to have that kind of a hatred, and they'll never be able to go out to eat in Washington again. What if I was one of them? I'd say, screw it, I'm doing it. Because it's clear they stole the election, and aren't they voting against their own selfish self-interests? Because the court's going to get packed. If Biden wins and they win in Georgia, the court will be packed and their votes will forever be meaningless. No Republican on the Supreme Court will ever matter again. So if I'm a Supreme Court justice, I'm trying anything I can to get Trump elected here. I believe that Biden will destroy the country, and I believe he'll destroy the Supreme Court. So don't you think that's a counterweight on the other side?
Well, yeah, the threat of court packing most definitely is a counterweight. And look, the big fear that everyone should have is that if the Supreme Court does not take this case, and if they do not say that what these states did was wrong, then we could see this in future elections. And the key to this case, right? The key to this case that everybody needs to understand is: look, what Texas is. The case goes through in great detail of what happened in each of these four states, and they point out how local officials and state officials, not the legislatures, but executive branch officials and elections, they changed the law. And if this is allowed to stand, what it means is that in future elections, you may have partisan elected officials like secretaries of state and governors change the rules, override state laws passed by legislatures if they think that changing the rules will help the candidates of their political party.
And you're leaving out and you're breaking the Constitution. Are you just allowed any day you feel like it to break the Constitution of the United States? I mean, so listen, isn't there an alternative, though? I mean, I have a great fan who's listening the show right now, and he's texting me after everything you said, and he's it's military, United States Army Colonel Joe, great fan of the show, great friend of mine, texts me all the time and asks me questions for the guests. So he's kind of saying, look, You're saying there's only one thing they could do. You know, there's two things they could do. They could turn the case down, or they could say, no, you lose. But there's a and the third thing would be, you win. Trump's the president. Isn't there a compromise? Couldn't they say, as an example, we agree with you that there was terrible election fraud and voter fraud, and therefore those votes don't count. Could we re-vote those four states? Could you see, is it possible that they could order a new election in those four states and the country has to wait another couple of months to find out the outcome of the election? Is that possible?
Oh, yeah. And in fact, that is one of the remedies that Texas is asking for. And what would happen if that happened is there's actually a federal law that deals with, this has never come up, but there's a federal law that deals with what happens if on January 20th, January 20th, of course, is inauguration day normally, that's when a president's term ends. If on January 20th, the outcome of the presidential election has still not been determined, Trump would not remain as president. What would happen under that statute is
Nancy Pelosi, right?
Yeah. The Speaker of the House becomes the acting president. If there is no Speaker, then the Senate, the president of the Senate pro tem becomes the acting president and remains the acting president until the election outcome has been determined.
All right, so you hear the music. I don't want to let you go. I want you to come back for the last segment. So can you wait through the break and stay with me, Hans?
Sure thing. I can.
Okay, Hans von Spakovsky, legal expert, senior legal fellow, Heritage Foundation. I have so many more questions for Hans. I could stay here an hour. I want to hear what a great legal mind thinks about all this. I think there's lots of options for the Supreme Court. Redo the election in those four states, or let the legislatures pick the electors, or send it to the United States Congress and let the House pick it. There's a lot of options. Let's dig into all of it when we get back. I'll talk about lockdowns, too.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health. You've been hearing our messages for a while. You've heard Wayne Allen Root and his extraordinary testimony of what's been going on.
And women, if you have a husband that is struggling or needs a loving nudge, I encourage you to nudge him off the couch and go check out our masterclass on our website, including the amazing testimonials.
And these testimonials are just real people. They're not famous or high-level production. This is real people. People talking on their iPhone. People sitting across from their spouse. They share their real story. For the past 23 years, tens of thousands of people reversing arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, neck pain, back pain, migraine headaches, brain fog, lots of challenging things. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic.
And come check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroos. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best. There's Trumpers and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
I'm Wayne Allen Root, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding
injury, and it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well-known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, this segment of the show. Let me mention again, Happy Hanukkah, by the way, for all my great Jewish fans and friends and listeners. Happy Hanukkah to all of you. Tonight, the first night of Hanukkah. I also want to thank the sponsor of this segment of the show, Energized Health, John and Chelsea Jubilee. Here's the deal. I was never in my whole life fat. I don't even think I was pudgy, but everyone at the age of 60, right, 59, by the time you get to your fifth and sixth decade of your life, everybody weighs more than they did when they were playing, say, I played high school football. I certainly weighed more than I weighed when I played high school football, and I certainly, you know, you think of the BMI index, right? I certainly had fat inside my body, even if I looked relatively fit on the outside. And they're not a weight loss program. They're a fat loss program to get you in the best shape of your life. And I took on their challenge. It was part of the agreement to advertise. They would not advertise on my show and sponsor my show unless I became a willing participant in their program. And I had to follow it to a T, and I did. And now it's been about just a little shy of 6 weeks. That's it. And I've gained 10 pounds of solid muscle, and I was already in good shape. 10 pounds of muscle and gained 6 pounds of cellular hydration and lost, get this, almost 25 pounds of inner body fat and dangerous visceral fat. I'm literally transforming my body right in front of my eyes and my fiance Cindy's eyes and my kids' eyes. It's amazing. I'm losing fat. And they're not worried about weight loss. Now, I am down about 8 pounds on the scale. But they don't care about weight loss. It's meaningless. It's about health. And health is about losing fat inside your body. And even if you look thin, you have fat in your body. You know who's much thinner than me? He's skinny as a rail, is Andrew Paul, my executive producer and booker. And he went on this program. as part of this deal for them to sponsor the show. Him and I both agreed to go on the program, and I got to get Andrew on one of these days to talk about it. I believe he's lost like 15 pounds. He was skinny to begin with. I didn't notice any fat. He said he had gained some fat during COVID, you know, staying home during COVID, the COVID-15. He's lost 15 pounds of fat, not weight, fat. I've lost almost 25 pounds of inner body fat. Amazing. So go to energizedhealth.com, click on the red button, watch the masterclass. It's free. And now they've got this very special deal, 2-for-1 for the holidays, 2 for the price of 1. So you join, your wife's free. You join, your husband's free, et cetera, et cetera. You join, your kid is free. Energized Health, 100% money-back guarantee. John and Chelsea Jubilee are transforming lives. Let yours be one of them. 100% money-back guarantee, and now a 2-for-1 holiday special. Call 888-444-8895 anywhere in the United States. 888-444-8895. Thousands of happy customers. And just mention Wayne Allyn Root, and you get the 2-for-1 special. Unbelievable. That's 50% off, in other words. Or go to energizedhealth.com. 888-444-8895. We're back with Hans von Spakovsky from the senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation. Hans, I want to get to some other issues besides just the election. So first of all, sure. if Biden does become president, God forbid, and he decides to lock down the nation, what's your thought on the legality of a president telling me I'm not allowed to open my own business and run my own business and pay my bills?
Well, I don't think he has the authority to do that. The power that the executive branch has when it comes to communicable diseases is in the Public Health Service Act. And the Public Health Service Act, which is a law passed, you know, many years ago, look, it's limited. You know, under that law, if the president wants to, for example, shut down the border to prevent aliens from bringing diseases in, he can do that. Okay, and they can put into place rules that, for example, quarantine people with those kind of diseases so they can't spread them to other people. But, for example, telling all businesses across the country that they have to shut down and can't open, no. The president, a dictator could do that, but the U.S. president is not a dictator, and he doesn't have that power.
Right, and then the next issue becomes, can my governor tell me that? You say the president doesn't have that power. You know, it's states' rights, but now my governor, Steve Sisolak, an extreme liberal, and someone who's already shut down the Vegas Strip once and is threatening to do it again, and he's going to say there's rising levels, but now they're not talking about deaths, they're talking about cases. So people have the flu. So what? I know 15 people that have gotten in the last month, Hans, and they all had it mild, and they're all back to work, and they're fine. You don't close an economy over that. So what's your opinion about the legality of a governor telling me you have no right to open your business and run your business and pay your bills and survive for your family?
Well, the extent of the power of governors is going to depend on your state constitution and state law. But I think even there are most definitely limits to what governors and others can do. And I think, for example, an order that told everybody they have to shut down, can't go in to their businesses, I don't think that would be constitutional.
Right. I sure don't think it is. I mean, remember, the Supreme Court's already ruled that Cuomo went too far in New York when he told the Jews and the Catholics they can't go to church, they can't go to synagogue,
right.
And the Supreme Court took their side. So how can you tell me I can't run my business? I mean, church on a Sunday is great. I love God. I believe in God. I pray to God. But, Hans, I need my money and my income and my business much more than I need to go to church on Sunday. I could pray from the back of my office, believe me. I need church, but I also need my business. Much more important, feeding my family. Hans von Spakovsky, thank you. Heritage Foundation, thanks for the legal help, my friend.
Sure, thanks for having me.
Sage legal advice from Hans. Wayne Allyn Root, we'll see you tomorrow. Last day of the week tomorrow. Thank God it's Friday. See you tomorrow.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.